KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, and it's 41 degrees. We look for a slight chance of rain this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy to cloudy and a high of 68. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping the news, authorities in Audubon County say a helicopter crashed Tuesday afternoon, but they offered little additional information. The sheriff's office said just before 4:30 p.m. they received a report of a helicopter crash in eastern Audubon County from the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office. Witnesses said the helicopter collided with power lines near 240th and Robin Avenue before it flipped over and crashed to the ground, where it burst into flames. A pickup truck traveling nearby was reportedly hit by debris from the crash. The accident remains under investigation, and as I said, no other details will be released from the authorities until the investigation is concluded. Officials of the Pottawatomie County Public Health Department said Tuesday afternoon a 17-year-old female from Council Bluffs with no pre-existing medical conditions has tested presumptive positive for COVID-19. The teen did have contact with a person who also tested positive for the virus. She was self-isolating at home. The girl works at the Westlake Ace Hardware at 721 West Broadway in Council Bluffs, which is now temporarily closed. She was there last weekend, March 28th and 29th. At the time, the store had already installed sneeze guards at the checkout stations to mitigate the spread of the COVID-19 exposure. The County Health Department is in communication with the Iowa Department of Public Health and is conducting a contact tracing investigation for the case. Health officials consider the case a low-risk exposure to the public. Officials say if you visited Westlake Ace Hardware store Saturday or Sunday at Council Bluffs, they want you to self-monitor and report any symptoms to the Pottawatomie County COVID-19 hotline. That hotline is available Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 712-890-5368 or 890-5369. Earlier in the day, Tuesday, health officials said a woman between the ages of 41 and 60 had also tested presumptive positive for COVID-19 in a travel-related case. That person has also self-isolated at home, with public health staff checking in with her twice daily. The Cass County Health System is implementing some additional measures to mitigate any possible spread of COVID-19 within their facilities. Officials said effective today, April 1st, all patients and visitors will now be given a cloth face mask to wear while they are in the building. Amanda Byerline, chief nursing officer, said cloth masks are effective for blocking the sneezes and coughs of a potentially infected person, and these masks, she said, help to minimize the risk of spreading COVID-19. Now, in order for the mask to be effective, they must be worn over both the mouth and the nose and need to remain in place while you're coughing or sneezing. Byerline said the masks are effective because they stop potentially infectious droplets from a cough or sneeze from landing on people or surfaces. Community members have donated over 340 masks to date. Byerline added, "We so appreciate our community members who have been sewing masks for us, and we welcome as many as you can get to us." Officials of the city of Messina said yesterday, out of an abundance of caution amid the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, the playground equipment at the Messina City Park is closed immediately until further notice. In addition, the park restrooms and water fountain will remain closed. Open spaces in the park, though, will remain open. The city says while this decision is very difficult, we want to protect Messina's families and our youth from the further spread of the coronavirus. One person was transported by medevac ambulance to the Cass County Hospital following an accident Tuesday afternoon in Atlantic. The crash between a minivan and a legally parked car happened at around 1:50 p.m. on 10th Street near the intersection with Cherry. Atlantic Police Lieutenant Paul Wood.
The silver car was parked. The red van was westbound on 10th Street and hit the car, pushing it to where it's at. Right now, we're not going to release any names.
The car was pushed, in fact, into the middle of the road. The van was occupied by an older male driver and his female passenger. The driver was transported to the Cass County Hospital. A report on his condition was not immediately released. And two juveniles, one male, the other female, were injured Monday afternoon during a collision between two ATVs near Wyota. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said Tuesday that rescue crews have been called at around 4:45 p.m. to the scene on Golden Road, about 1/8 of a mile north of White Pole Road, where two northbound ATVs had collided before ending up in a ditch. The male and female were thrown from one of the ATVs. The female was transported to the Cass County Hospital by medevac ambulance and later transported to the UNMC in Omaha. The accident remained under investigation, and there were no names names released. In the funeral announcements, Hazel Grace Nelson, age 2, the daughter of Brandon, and Jacqueline Nelson of Minden, died Friday at Children's Hospital in Omaha, and due to the state and federal guidelines associated with COVID-19, a drive-up funeral for Hazel Grace Nelson will be held at Hazel's Ranch today from 1 p.m. That's at 20761 330th Street in Minden. They ask that you park where you are directed to and stay in your vehicles for the duration of the time at the service at the house, and be prepared to be in your vehicles for at least 90 minutes. They also note that restrooms will not be available, and the house, or the service that is, will be broadcast on Facebook Live on the Reagan Beath Funeral Home page. Edwin Lippincott, age 76, of Bellevue, Nebraska, died Thursday at Bergen Mercy Medical Center. Graveside services with CDC-recommended social distancing for Edwin Lippincott will be today at 2 o'clock at the Layton Township Cemetery in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Marilyn Ursham, age 92, of Greenfield, died Sunday in Fontenelle. An open visitation for Marilyn Ursham will be tomorrow from 2 until 5 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Glenn Livingston, age 70, of Atlantic, died Friday at his home. Graveside services for Glenn Livingston will be this Friday at 1:30 at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Gerald Hauser, age 91, of Griswold, died Monday at Griswold Care Center. An open visitation for Gerald Hauser will be at the Reek and Dune Funeral Home in Griswold this Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Jack Rupert, age 79, of Carson City, Nevada, a native of Griswold, died November 1st. Graveside services for Jack Rupert will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Pleasant Township Cemetery. Reek and Beath Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Madeline McCall, age 98, of Bridgewater, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Her body and that of her husband were donated to science at Des Moines University for study. There are no services planned. Madeline McCall, Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. Gary Clipperton, age 73, of Baird, died March 17th. Private family graveside services for Gary Clipperton will be held this week. Odie Funeral Home in Baird has the arrangements. Mary Ellen Harrison, age 83, of Redfield, died Saturday in Adel. A celebration of life for Mary Ellen Harrison will be at a later date. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Dorothy Grotolution, age 92, of Fort Dodge and formerly of Audubon, died March 23rd. Cremation has taken place, and a celebration of life memorial service for Dorothy Grotolution will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Mildred Nelson, age 91, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Services for Mildred Nelson are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a check of the news brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.